Now we have our second feature, which comes from the Nostalgia article written by Derek James. For more than 20 years, the pupils at Hewitt School in Norwich knew him as Mr. Wood, the maths and metalwork teacher. But what a life he led before walking into a classroom. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
Arthur Chippy Wood was a phantom at war, a member of the top secret SAS, operating deep behind enemy lines following D-Day and across Europe as the war finally came to an end. One of his pupils was military history enthusiast Ian Clark, who went on to become a close friend. None of us knew anything about his war record or the extraordinary mission he was involved in, and to be honest, when I did find out about it many years later, I was frankly astonished. Arthur told us about his war 20 years ago. Little did I think that after joining a young soldiers' battalion of the Royal Norfolk Regiment, I would end up serving with the SAS. I was born in Norwich, and soon after going to Thorpe Hamlet School, I started work in a foundry before joining the army at the age of 19. Then I ended up in the Royal Corps of Signals, and after training as a wireless operator, was posted to a regiment known as Phantom. Then 90 of us were posted to Scotland to join the Special Air Service, which was reforming after returning from the Western Desert. I became part of the Phantom Patrol with the 1st SAS Regiment. The training was tough and our task was a secret. No one knew what we were doing. We were to roam the battlefields, gathering intelligence and information that was sent back to senior commanders. We were to sabotage enemy supply lines and disrupt German attempts to reinforce troops battling against the invasion forces in Normandy. We wore a letter P on our sleeves, and we were ordered never to reveal what it stood for. Many other soldiers thought it indicated we were Polish. After commando and parachute training, we were ready to be dropped into occupied France. A fortnight before D-Day, we travelled to Fairfield Aerodrome in Gloucestershire. There, sealed from the outside world and surrounded by barbed wire and sentries, we received detailed instructions. I flew with an advanced party of Operation Houndsworth, and our task was to set up a camp and then signal back to England to bring in the rest of the squadron. Trouble was, the weather was so bad that the aircraft crew couldn't find the dropping zone. Nearly a week was lost before we jumped in terrible weather and ended up scattered over a wide area about 150 miles south of Paris. We didn't know who or what we were going to meet on the ground, but we had a job to do and were determined to do it. What we did know was that in 1942, Hitler had ordered that captured commandos or similar troops operating behind enemy lines should be executed if captured. We were on our own for about 6 days before we eventually met up with a peasant farmer who put us in touch with the underground resistance. During one operation called Bull Basket, 20 soldiers were betrayed to the Germans and captured. The body of one of my friends, a sergeant, was found half buried. They tried to burn his body to hide the fact that he'd been tortured. Our sergeant major, Reg Seekings, was shot in the head. I remember him with a bullet lodged in his head, walking into camp with the back of his battle dress soaked in blood. They couldn't operate on him in case it did more damage, so he carried the bullet in his head right through our missions, and he survived. Two SAS soldiers, including Captain Roy Bradford, were killed after driving round a convoy and meeting a German convoy. Three others escaped. One operation did end in tragedy. A large unit of Russian POWs who'd volunteered to serve their captors had been burning houses and taking resistance sympathisers hostage. After a successful operation to free the hostages, which left dozens of Russians dead, half of the village of Monsoche was burned and 13 villagers shot. By the end of our three-month operation, our force of 18 officers and 126 soldiers had blown up the main railway line 22 times. We took 132 prisoners, killed or wounded 220 Germans, and reported 30 bombing raids to the RAF. After a period of leave, we later returned to cross the Rhine to carry out forward reconnaissance until the Germans surrender before going to Norway to round up German forces. I was demobbed in September 1946, 6 years to the day after I enlisted and came home to Norwich. For his gallantry during Operation Houndsworth, he was awarded the Croix de Guerre with Silver Star and a mention in dispatches. He'd been promoted. Arthur later went to university to train as a teacher and worked at Hewitt School for 23 years. Married to Mary, he died in 2005, and 4 years later, in a wooded hilltop ceremony in France, Arthur's ashes were scattered among the graves of members of the Resistance and SAS comrades whose contribution to the Allies' success in the summer of 1944 had been out of all proportion to the numbers of men involved. The service had been organised by Ian and the SAS Association, and the final ceremony was carried out by Roy Close, a fellow Norfolk-based veteran, as part of a series of commemorations to honour the achievements and sacrifices of British servicemen, their resistance allies, and local civilians. A fitting tribute to a brave and modest Norfolk gentleman.